everybody. Welcome back to another episode. We're so excited. Yes. Today, we're going to be talking about the power of TikTok influencers and how it's become one of the most influential social medias today.
Yeah.
So we're super excited to really dive in. I love TikTok.
I love TikTok. It's like a part of my night routine and morning routine. Same. And all day routine.
I'm trying to decrease my time on it, but I do enjoy the content on there. It's unique.
Fun. Yeah.
Okay, awesome. So I guess we'll dive right into it. So I think we're gonna basically first address why people love TikTok so much and what makes it just such an attractive platform for content creators and for users to be on. So I think first and foremost, it has reinvented social media in a way. It's not really something we've never seen before because Vine was a little bit similar.
Yeah.
But I think what's really unique about TikTok is the algorithm and the way that it pushes content based on in your interests, mm-hmm. and everyone's For You page can look different.
Yeah.
And it has a lot of micro communities. So it can talk about very niche topics that there will always be a community that can relate to. So it's like whatever you're into or whatever, I don't know, topic you want to know about, there's always going to be content creators talking about that.
Yeah.
So I feel like it intersects with a lot of different communities and groups of people. So people can easily find content on there.
100%. And actually, as you say that, yeah. I was writing down because you sparked something. But TikTok has kind of replaced Google in a way.
Oh, yes.
Like a lot of people go to TikTok to search for mm-hmm. things, or like, let's say like Amazon finds, or like how to style this. Like it's become like a new search engine too. And like I've seen it in marketing too, like a lot of people have been talking about how much it influences people's searches and what people wear, what people do, what people like basically.
Yeah.
And like, it's crazy that even me sometimes, my first instinct is to go search on TikTok. Cause I'm like, people probably had the same thought as me. Let me see what they're recommending.
You know? 100%. And I think I read something about that. It's easier to find items or content on TikTok than it is, for example, Facebook or, I think I was talking about groups of people or things like that. Like it's easier to find those groups of people on TikTok than other social medias.
Yeah.
And even what you said, like finding whether it's a product, even I do that myself.
Yeah.
I like search things like people probably spoke about this. Yeah. What's attractive about TikTok is the ability to go viral without having thousands of followers and a big fan base beforehand.
Yeah.
You can be a regular, ordinary person that doesn't, for example, influence on their daily, but make genuine content mm-hmm. and have people relate to that and it go viral. And I think that's why it's very popular amongst the Gen Z and millennials, is because we are the type of people that like realistic content that we can relate to and that's genuine. And,
100%,
you know, yeah. not some overdramatic, too, like, we like good content, like, even if there's a lot of production, but there's both sides. You
yeah.
can see the something that's you put in a lot of effort to and that has, like, all the good effects, but then you can also see content that, like, someone makes in their room in,
yeah.
like, 5 minutes, and people might really enjoy that because it's so real and relatable.
Yeah, so I'm gonna touch upon that because I have that same thought. I'm gonna slightly disagree because I feel like sometimes the overproduced content or, like, if people are putting out quality videos,
yeah.
I feel like that can be seen as ads. Mm. And like people are kind of like, this is a promotion. Like people don't like that. Like they'd rather take less quality. This is going to sound super weird. They're going to take less quality content and more like genuine, like you said, and relatable content
yeah.
over the mass produced or like super HD videos. Like
yeah,
film it on your iPhone and we're good, you know?
Yeah, that is definitely true. I think
yeah.
TikTok will prioritize and users will enjoy that type of content
yeah.
more. I have seen some content that is like more, like you said, HD and it still does well, but it depends why.
Yeah.
Maybe they have followers already or some users prefer
exactly.
that. So it really
and it's funny because like sometimes the videos that you take like literally within 5 minutes and you post it,
mm-hmm.
you know, even editing, like you're just like, oh, I just feel like posting this. Those do better than like actual thought out videos.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed that with other creators that said that and myself. Like I feel like a lot of the time if I like spend 10 minutes max on a video, it'll do super well. And then if I'm spending an hour, I get like 2 views.
People can just tell, I guess.
They can tell. Like, they're like, stop putting it.
Yeah, they just don't like it when you work too hard trying to influence. I guess they feel like it's not as genuine because it's too thought into. But I don't think there's anything wrong with like thinking about what you want to put out there. But I guess people like the fact that if something is more like an instinct and you just like put it out, if
the comes rise across, of being real too, it's the same thing. People want like genuine, like, what are you doing right
exactly.
now?
Exactly. Without all the like glam in the back. But hey, I think there's room for both types of content. Because
it's creativity too. And like if you spend more time on a video, it's because you're enjoying the creative process of it.
Exactly. And exactly like we said, there's always going to be people that are going to enjoy that type of content over something else, let's say. So you're going to cater to some type of audience. Maybe not everyone, but someone out there for sure.
Exactly.
Something else that makes TikTok pretty popular is the user interface and the way that it's created. Once you download the app, you don't need to sign up for anything in order to see content. It's a very easy way to deliver content. There's no account that you need to create. I feel like that saves hassle from the user because a lot of us don't want to create like the 80th account that, you know, we always have to sign up. We get emails. You can right away start seeing content.
But the thing is, it's kind of like Instagram too, because Instagram, you can see like someone's profile and it'll show you like 9 pictures, but then you have to sign up to see the rest.
You know? Yeah, exactly. That is true. There is a limit to what you can do if you don't have an account, but you can still see have a For You page. Yeah. Not a For You. Is it a For You page?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It is? Okay. It just shows like random content. It probably is based on like what you see or what you talk about, because like, you know, they're listening.
Yeah.
To like stuff like that.
They are listening. It's quite scary.
quite scary.
But yeah, exactly like Kathy said, but I feel like it does hook in the audience right away because imagine you just download the app and the content just starts without you having to really take any steps. So it's very user friendly. Last but not least, the musical element of TikTok. TikTok always has trends going, kind of like viral sounds, meme sounds. It's bringing the meme game to like another level too. So the fact that there's always like a new trend to do, a new dance to do, and there's always new music, so there will always be like a new trend to get on, is also very attractive because you never get bored.
Exactly.
And you always have something, like it kind of, when you know there's like a new dance video, a new trend out, you want to do it, and then you're waiting for the next one, and before you know it, another one is out, and you know it's viral because you see like 10 of the same type of dance videos in a row. So I think that's definitely something very attractive to users because it keeps them engaged and just always wanting more.
Yeah, and it's also because like now we have a very low attention span, so like in order to like keep us interested, we need to see different things all the time, right?
Exactly.
So it jumps on that.
Yeah, exactly. And like you just mentioned about the short attention span, TikTok has started off with, was it 15 seconds or 60 second videos?
I think you can do up to 60,
Okay, it was 60 second videos, but now I think you can post longer.
Now you can do 3 minutes.
Oh my God.
Which is very weird. Like this is something weird that's happening in marketing where a lot of people are having trouble like deciphering how to market themselves, because they're kind of like, okay, at first you're telling me not to do more than 10 seconds. Now you're giving me the option to do 3 minute videos. What do you want me to do? Because like that also dictates how TikTok is going to push you, or like even Instagram, same thing. Like longer form videos are kind of like slightly coming back, but this is like, this is a marketing topic, so we're not going to jump.
No, but it's interesting. But,
It's weird how like these apps evolve, you know?
Yeah.
And they kind of like jump back on what was popular back then, because then like nostalgia plays in and like that nostalgia is a trend right now too.
Because
we're all like about the 90s and Y2K fashion and all that stuff.
Right? Yeah, exactly. No, 100%. I feel like things that were working back in the day back in the day come back and are trendy.
Always.
Oh, Jesus. Sorry. But I think it's like people probably wanted the option to have longer content and things like that. But honestly, if it's too long, I'm like, I can't.
Like, same for YouTube. Like, sometimes a 3 minute video, I'm like fast forwarding through it. Like, I don't want to be on TikTok watching a 3 minute
video. It's true. They have the fast forward, but they don't have it for the like short
exactly.
videos.
It has to be longer than a minute, I think.
Yeah, I love that. I do that too. Yeah, I'm like, whoop. So it kind of works. It caters a little bit to everyone. Okay, so moving on to the next thing we want to address is, how is it so easy to get TikTok famous? Why is that people go viral so quickly? Well, I think firstly, it is the way the algorithm is created. So the algorithm, just so everyone has an idea, even for me, sometimes it's hard to understand, but it's basically a stream of content that is curated based on the user's interest. So not two users for you page will look the same on TikTok. And it's powered by a recommendation system, which delivers the content that is likely for the user to be interested in. So all algorithms are different. Instagram has an algorithm. I guess Facebook also. Everything has an algorithm.
I think TikTok has like the scariest algorithm though, because
it's so accurate.
For example, a recent video that I saw was this girl finding a random purse at a bar and it was filled with fries only. Okay?
Okay.
Just fries. The next day, I see the actual owner of the purse has a video out and it's her stuffing the fries in her bag. And like, they're not replying to each other. There's nothing connecting them. It's like the algorithm knows you watched one of them, so they're going to show the other side of the video.
Even if you, yeah, sometimes I don't even like the video and it still shows it to me.
Like, it's like, how do they do that? It's kind of scary.
Yeah, no, 100%. It's very accurate.
Yeah.
So I think that's definitely one of the reasons why it's easy to go viral. Not easy to go viral. Well, it's easier to go viral on TikTok because of the way the algorithm is and the fact that any content that they think you would like, mm-hmm. or based on your previous likes, they will push to you. Yeah. And sometimes, like, a lot of the viral videos, most Gen Zers or millennials will find relatable or funny.
Yeah.
So I feel like that is also part of the aspect why one particular video will go viral. But the thing is, there's not only one famous video. There's, like, thousands, yeah. or I don't even know how many videos that just people have liked and the users have gone viral. And also sometimes that person, you'll go back on their profile and they don't have that many followers, but it'll exactly. just be yeah, that yeah. video or you, like you a go couple to see, like
what else they have out there and it's like only one of the viral
I like
videos.
It but yeah. I'm not gonna like follow you.
But even the For You page shows like other creators that have like 10 likes on their videos. Like mm-hmm. it just shows what they think you might be interested in. It
exactly.
doesn't necessarily mean you have to be famous in exactly. order to get views.
That's
know?
True. I've seen some with like 7 likes or yeah. like a couple views. Sometimes though, I think this has happened. I saw that video and then for some reason, maybe I saw it again and it has like a bunch mm-hmm. more because it has been on other people's yeah, For You exactly. page and they saw that content. And sometimes I just see like cute people just like creating content. I'm like, yeah. oh, you're cute. And I'll just like it. But it is true. I don't know if this happens to you, but sometimes, but I try to like fight it, which is when I start liking the smaller users' content. But if they don't have as many likes, I'm not as like convinced to like it. Sometimes okay, that happens to me that. A little yeah. bit. Isn't but I try to fight it.
Fucked up though.
Yeah.
It's kind of like we're only liking because other people liked it.
It's like marketing, like psychology 100%. Marketing, you know?
And that's kind of why Instagram got rid of likes.
Oh, yes.
You know? Smart. Because they didn't want the influence on like you to like be stuck on the likes. Type
exactly.
of thing, but
yeah. Yeah. So I noticed this interesting yeah, thing about what I do.
To me too.
Yeah. yeah. So, but anyways, we're aware. So we will yeah. try to like everyone's content. Okay. Next point. It is very accurate and targeting and connecting, like we mentioned, very niche audiences and like microcultures, which you with unique content that like users want. For example, like I don't know if I'm talking about like living in a South Asian household with like this type of parent and it's like super specific,
yeah,
then and I see a video that's like, let's say it's not just South Asians in general, it's like Bengali people, mm-hmm. like it's very specific to me and I'm like, oh my god, this yeah. is hilarious because I yeah. can relate to and I've never seen content. So it really creates that liaison through like those communities mm-hmm. That you wouldn't see anywhere else, which we mentioned. And then next, the barriers to entry are low, which means that users can gain followers more quickly than other platforms. Sorry, creators yeah. can gain followers more quickly because like we said, you don't need to be someone with like a lot of influence on Instagram or other social media prior. You can be yeah. someone that just wanted to make one video and still go viral.
I think it's a mix of the algorithm plus a little bit of luck because yeah. like it seems like there's no like real strategy behind TikTok. It's kind of like whatever gets picked up and
exactly.
you just go with it, you know?
Yeah, it's like, yeah, like you said, I think yeah. it has a bit of luck and the way the algorithm is, but it is also easy because of that reason is because yeah. you don't really need to have like prior influencing experience. It is kind of in a way easy to be a creator on TikTok because of what we just stated. You really just kind of have to be yourself and then you see what happens.
Exactly.
Like it might be luck yeah. and then it might go super viral. For example, the middle-aged man who was drinking an Ocean Spray bottle while riding his skateboard in like Idaho Falls went super viral. You saw that, right?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You don't
about.
Know what I'm talking about?
No.
Okay.
And this represents the difference between okay, for you
really?
Pages.
Okay, because it was basically a middle-aged man skateboarding, drinking juice, and with like music in the background. That's all he was doing. And it went viral.
But that's
like
what
millions
TikTok
of
is.
Views.
It's
yeah.
The stupidest videos, like
yeah.
millions.
Yeah. I think that this represents what type of content we like. It's the fact that it was like such a mood. I relate.
Yeah.
But simple. Like he's being realistic. Like mm-hmm. he's not being like, okay, this is what I do
yeah.
in my, like, this is, it's just him being him, you yeah. know what I mean? So he didn't have to change or, like, make anything dramatic or unrealistic. And people are like, that's different.
Yeah.
Even though that's what, like, people do sometimes. I mean, I don't do that, but it's like, he was showing what he genuinely
yeah.
does. And it was just so, like, peaceful. So people
I
really
think the
liked
content
it.
Has to be relatable, but also sometimes aspirational.
Yes,
because,
exactly.
like, you can, there's a lot of, like, women or even men, actually, like, anyone doing, like, their morning routine, let's say. And some people have their 5 to 9 before their 9 mm-hmm. to 5, like that trend. And like, realistically, most people are not waking up at 5 a.m., but
yeah.
they're kind of like, oh, it's so nice. Like, look at this. I wish I had that routine. And like,
yeah,
it's
exactly.
attractive to watch because you're like, wow, that's so inspiring type
yes.
of thing. You know 100%, what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like a mix of being relatable, but also like maybe influencing how people could be
mm-hmm.
and how their life could be. You
yeah,
know?
100%. Like sometimes I watch those types of videos and like, I know I'm not necessarily gonna do all of that, but
yeah.
I enjoy the structure of it.
Yes.
And it's very satisfying
exactly.
seeing the transitions. Like it
yeah.
makes you feel like peaceful and it does motivate you on one end. Your day might not look exactly like that, but maybe it'll just push you to
elements.
Get up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or it might push me to just watch more videos. It depends.
Yeah.
But yeah, those are kind of some of the reasons why TikTok it's easy to get kind of famous on TikTok.
Yeah, so speaking of famous on TikTok, so we're gonna talk about the current it girl on TikTok, who is Alex Earle. Mm. So if you don't know who this is, I'll explain a bit how she became popular. So she's basically a creator that does like get ready with me's beauty, fashion, like that stuff.
Yeah.
And she's in her early 20s. So she shares like while she's doing her get ready with me, she's sharing her like crazy story times or like college stories and stuff like that. So that in itself is super relatable because most people on this app, I think, are either in their early 20s or like teens. That's how she became so popular. And then also she started dating this MLB player. Don't
that's
really
baseball?
Know much about that. Yeah, it's
yeah.
baseball. But that's also what kind of skyrocketed her fame because people were seeing this mm-hmm. and like they were like, ooh, who's this? Who's mm-hmm. the girlfriend? Blah, blah, blah. Now they're broken up. There's like drama there, but mm-hmm. we're not going to go into that. Basically, she just posts relatable videos and people have become so influenced by what she says that there's something called the Alex Earle effect.
Whoa.
That like anything she mentions in her videos, people immediately buy. And like to the point where
that's influencing her,
yeah,
to the
no,
max.
100%. Like her Amazon storefront, there's so many things that are sold out in there because she spoke about it once. She sold out this black owned brand's product called the Miel oil,
mm-hmm.
which is for, I think, black hair,
mm-hmm.
which some people are kind
controversial
like,
a little bit.
You sold
yeah.
it out and like it's all these like white people
buying
it, but
them,
it's supposed
yeah.
to be for black hair. But at the same time, it's also giving the black owned business owner like money, so they're kind of like don't know what's happening here. But she's also ideal beauty standard for Western looks,
mm-hmm.
so that also influences how she became so popular. So it's kind of like a mix again of relatability, looks, luck, and the algorithm.
Yeah, exactly. To be honest, I had not heard of Alex
yeah.
Earle until I saw people making videos about her
mm-hmm.
and why her content wasn't necessarily that much more different or like exactly
yeah.
what we're talking about, why she's so popular, but I had never seen any of her videos and
yeah.
I was like, who is this person?
So on my side, I saw her videos because like I follow similar creators, so
mm-hmm.
like that's what the For You page was showing me. But also, like you were saying, other people make videos about her and
mm-hmm.
that's how influential she is because they're talking about like they have like relatable videos. They're like, oh, when Alex Earle tells you to go get this product and they're like applying that product, like it's like people use her for their own videos in order to get views.
Views,
you know what
like,
I mean?
Yeah, because,
like,
yeah.
It's insane. And just to say, like, every sponsored post that she puts out, she gets around 40 to 70K for that sponsored post.
That's like a ridiculous amount of money for a post.
Insanity.
Which I get, like, from a marketing view.
Yeah.
Totally get, because if you're making my product sell out after talking about it once.
Exactly.
Whoa.
Like, I want you to talk about my product then.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But then if you want to be that type of, let's say, like, it depends what you value. And what I mean in terms of that is, like, if you're a business that, like, oh, you're supporting people of color and you're like, okay, I want other creators to get sponsored or, like, talk about my product because it's more representative of the audience that I'm aiming to. Like, it depends. But I also understand on a business perspective, like, why you would get someone to do that.
The thing is, her videos are very, like, effortless. Like, it's literally her just talking and, like, showing products that she's using. Like, sometimes she doesn't even mention the products and people are like, oh, she's using that, I'm going to go buy it. Like, the power that she has is insane. Insane.
For research purposes, I watched some of her videos. Yes. for research purposes. 100%. And to be honest, I personally didn't, like, I feel like I didn't find her that entertaining.
So, okay, we're going to talk about that later because I have an opinion too.
Yeah.
So what, anyways, I'm going to get to that later.
Yeah, sorry. I jumped ahead.
And then just to say, she has this business sense about her. She knows how to market herself. So in December that just passed, she told her fans on TikTok that she would reveal everything about her, like, messy breakup with the baseball star. I think his name is Tyler Wade. Only if she lands an interview on the Call Her Daddy podcast.
That's manipulative.
but like, you know what I mean? It's like,
she wants to reveal it on that platform?
Exactly. Oh. Only if she's invited onto the podcast. Oh. Like, she's creating hype for herself. The Call Her Daddy community is insane.
Especially now, to be honest, I wasn't a big fan of Call Her Daddy, just the content. Yeah. I just...
But there's some controversial stuff with them too,
yeah, for sure. But now her podcast topic and genre has become different because it's mainly her interviewing people. But you can't find it on, like, YouTube or anything. I think it's like you have to pay for it.
I don't know. But she interviews celebrities.
Exactly.
She had Miley Cyrus, she had Hailey Bieber. So, like, to get on that podcast is huge, right? Yeah, exactly. So she's like, she knows what she's doing.
Yeah, Alex, exactly. Earl.
Okay, we see you.
Yeah. She's had some, well, yeah, like Stassi, whatever her.
Yeah. She, like, it's all the celebrities
that are, like, hype.
There, it's because you're relevant and you need to be known. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So going into that, we're going to talk about also TikTok's algorithm and how it's kind of discriminatory and biased, basically. Yeah,
for sure.
Very biased. So we're going to talk about a few things to start. Let's discuss Alex Earl versus Monet McMichael. So now, if you don't know who Monet is, she is a Puerto Rican and Black content creator, right?
Exactly.
And she posts the same exact things as Alex Earl.
But better.
So hold on. So she posts story time. She's in her early 20s. I think they're both like 22 or 23. She posts get ready with me's, fashion, beauty, like literally copy paste exact same content. The vibes are different though.
Yeah.
So personally for me, I had seen a couple of Alex's videos at first and I was kind of like, okay, I'm interested. Like, I'm watching it, but not really, like, it's not like attracting me. Mm-hmm. At a certain point, I followed her. I have now unfollowed her.
It's okay, Kathy.
I'll mention it after.
Yeah.
But I was like following her just to see, like, okay, what else does this girl have? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because I was kind of like, okay, kind of interesting. Like, it's about stuff that interests me. So let me see. Monet, though, I just feel like all her videos, first of all, the editing, so much better. She has a vibe when she's speaking and, like, her jokes. Like, it's just more attention grabbing to me. And, like, she puts more emotion. She's more engaging. Like I said, I feel like Alex is very nonchalant about things and kind of, like, casual, which is why I think people find her appealing. Because it's kind of, like, effortless beauty and effortless confidence, that sort of stuff. But I feel like Monet is just, like, more engaging.
100%. You know? I agree. To be honest, when I watched Alex's videos, I found her monotone. Like,
she is. That's what I'm saying.
Which very, I personally, like, don't like.
Yeah.
I love Monet. Honestly, just like Kathy said, she puts an effort, but her personality is effortless. Like, you can tell that's just her. And I haven't seen anyone like her, which is great. Yeah. Everyone's different, but her videos really catch me. Mm-hmm. And I literally go back on her page and, like, watch them.
I'm
on,
like, what did I miss?
Yeah, exactly. And I don't do that, like, with all everyone that I follow. And I find that she does put an effort into her content. Like, she edits, but they're still, like, relatable. They're still, like, her in her room doing her, like, hyping herself up. Exactly. Like, it's just, I don't know. It's just the way she is. Yeah, it's, like, it's perfect.
And it's cozy, I find.
Very cozy. Yeah. And she's always hyping you up.
Exactly. Yeah. And then, just to say, like I said, they post the exact same content. Alex's profile skyrocketed. Mm. Monet still has, like, think a few million, like, but not nearly as much as Alex.
Yeah.
Alex is verified.
Oh, yes, I saw that. And they apparently, like, didn't they? I don't know if this is real, but she tweeted that they declined her, like, application for, because you have to apply, for the blue check.
Anyways. And people are getting mad. Alex is verified. Monet is not.
Yeah.
They post the exact same content. Monet is more fun to watch, personally. But people are mad because they're like, what's happening here? There's clearly discrimination that happens on TikTok because there's a bunch of other content creators that are people of color that like don't get the same recognition as other people do.
Yeah.
And it's just because they don't look like the ideal white beauty standard, right?
Exactly.
So people are mad. The way that Alex does her videos...
Yeah.
It's kind of like, I get it, like, okay, yeah, she looks pretty, so maybe you want to buy that product, but, like...
Doesn't really justify.
Exactly, yeah. You know what I mean? And it's like, how are you going to justify her being verified, having so many more views, just because, like, she looks like that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
And, like, she's not giving much.
Yeah, no offense. You know? Like, she's beautiful, but...
Yeah, no hate towards her, it's just... When people
compare,
when she's being compared to other creators that are putting way more effort and like actually making their videos engaging, and then she is not doing that and she's getting more recognition for it, and more supporters and all that stuff, it's kind of like, what's happening?
Exactly, yeah. And I personally think everything is about race because that's how our society was built. Yeah. So I think like it's totally normal that we talk about this because let's not pretend like it's not a thing.
Exactly,
it definitely is. Yes, Alex Earle is. Beautiful person. However, based on an attractive level, she looks like a lot of average white girls. Yeah, and there's nothing wrong with that, but it's the way that she's rewarded for the fact that she does kind of look, you know, similar to other white women who are on TikTok and super known, you know? I think it's also the fact that Monet hasn't she been on TikTok longer and Alex less and she got like a quicker amount
Monet
of
Monet was actually like on YouTube very early on. So she's been on social media.
Right.
So yes, that also kind of supports the argument that it's like, how come she's not where she should be?
Exactly. You know? Yeah, no, definitely. I agree with everything.
Yeah. Next thing, Alex Earle was a Trump supporter in 2020. And she posted it on her Instagram story, and that's how people found out. Listen, your opinions on certain things can change. She admitted that she's changed her views, but the way that she did it is she literally replied to someone's comment. Like, it's not like she actually addressed it. She kind of, like, passed it off. She's like, I've learned from my mistakes type of thing. I don't know what the exact comment was, but she kind of just brushed it off that way. She was like, I don't support it anymore, blah, blah, blah.
And which no one asked questions.
Because people don't owe you anything. But at the same time, other influencers get canceled for something much more minor.
Yeah.
And we're going to get into that. So this is also why I unfollowed her, because she was a Trump supporter. And I was like, don't want that on my feed.
No.
We're going to leave the cancel culture and TikTok a little bit later. Mm-hmm. But I just want to talk about what's currently happening. So there's a Tarte Dubai brand trip. First of all... The majority of influencers on this trip are TikTok influencers, which just shows how powerful this app has become because it used to only be like beauty vloggers on YouTube.
Yeah.
And like now there's only TikTokers on this trip. Like it's very like, that's
it's kind
all
of
I
offensive
want.
To YouTubers, but it's kind of, YouTubers have kind if of I moved to TikTok a little
kind
bit.
Kind of, but if I was a YouTuber, I'd be like, I've been here for like
2005,
for 10 years and you're not inviting me. But at the same time, they're probably like over it. But anyways, it's just because they're trying to market to Gen Z and like Gen Z is majority on TikTok. A lot of people are not using Instagram anymore either because they're kind of like fed up with Instagram.
Yeah.
So TikTok is the way to go. So smart move on the brand's end. On this trip, Monet and Alex are both on there. So people are kind of like, oh, what's going to happen? They've been posting videos together. These girls do not care.
Yeah.
Like, I know we're talking about them, but they're like...
They don't have beef, actually.
Exactly.
They're
it's
not
like good vibes
fighting.
Between them. Yeah. It's like more like us as viewers watching them and seeing the comparison, exactly. But like, they're just there for a good time. Yeah. They're getting their coin, you know what I mean? So like, they don't care. But at the same time, I saw comments on Monet's, on one of her videos, because mm-hmm. she was talking about who was there, and some people were like, oh, we need an Alex and Monet collab. And then her followers were like, no, we don't. Like,
they're like, I get it. They're kind of, I kind of understand. Yeah. I think, like, of course, like, collaborate as much, but I get why they're like, because
it's like, we don't want it.
Yeah. Like, I get it. You, like, you know? Yeah, we don't need to show people that, like, yeah. Oh, we're all good. Cause there was nothing there. Anyways, it's more us as viewers. Like you exactly. said, we're who we're supporting, and how come one person's content, they didn't yeah. do anything. It just, society is the way that it is, and that's why their Alex, let's say, has more viewers than Monet. So
we're just kind of analyzing how viewership works, I feel exactly, like. Yeah. Like, no hate towards Alex again. Like, don't be commenting mean shit on her shit. Nobody like, should, doesn't deserve that. But it's just to say, like, Monet should be at the same level if you're only looking at the content and what's being produced. And then lastly about this trip, kind of unrelated to TikTok, but first of all, Tarte. Why are you going to Dubai for a brand trip during a recession, during all the shit that's going in the UAE, during a climate crisis, bringing them on a private jet? Like, there's so much backlash that's going on with the Tarte trip.
Yeah.
It's like
toned why down. There? What's yeah, happening? Exactly.
Like, you know.
And Dubai is kind of known to be a bit controversial because they've always been controversial, but I think people only realize when there's, like, big events going on. Like, FIFA, a lot of people were, like, boycotting them because, like, the way they, I think, okay, so I don't know all the specifics, but I think it has to do with the stadiums as well as maybe the FIFA organization, because it's, like, very corrupt. But, like, for example, all the stadiums where, like, the FIFA World Cup was, it was, like, the labor work that people were doing, like, they were not treated well, but it's always, and it's always been like that in Dubai, because it's a very, like, rich country, mm-hmm. and most of the people are rich, but all the middle class people, and the people that are, and that are not originally from the UAE are not treated well. Like, if you're brown and you, like, immigrated from somewhere, you came from somewhere else, like, you're not treating well. Mm-hmm. If you're from the UAE, you are, but if you're not, then, like, they do not treat you that well, and you're not doing the best jobs, and, like, it's not the best work condition. Yeah. So there was a lot of controversy with that too. So I get why people are like, I didn't even realize until, because I'm so, like,
I know,
wowed by the glam. I'm like, ooh.
And then
I'm like,
because me too. Because then I started researching, and I'm like, because people were hating, and I'm like, ooh,
what's happening?
Like, what's going on
here? Yeah.
And, like, there's controversy, but there's also, like, the other side of it where, like, Tarte was using a lot of collaboration with other brands. So, like, apparently they brought in gifts for the influencers, and it was a lot of smaller brands, and they, like, were supporting small brands, which is fine. But at the same time, did you have to go to Dubai?
Yeah, you could have went
did you have to go
on
a private jet and, like, all those carbon emissions? Like,
maybe
they didn't do
enough research. I don't know. Or they didn't realize. Or it's a marketing tactic. I don't know. Maybe.
I don't know.
But no, it would ruin. It's like, there's such a big brand. Why would they want bad press?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Let's bring it back to TikTok.
Yes. Okay. So we're going to move on and address cancel culture on TikTok and on social media in general as well. But TikTok stars have kind of easily become targets of cancel culture through videos of them from the past. Like, if they were using racial slurs, or like Alex, like, she was a Trump supporter. Yeah. And then any, like, kind of offensive content they have maybe even currently put on them. Like, it could have been that they put this content out not even that long ago, and now they are getting backlash. But the cancel culture on TikTok, and I think on social media in general, can kind of go from one extreme to another. Yeah. And this also has to do with, like, beauty standards and attractiveness. But for example, let's take, like, Nessa Barrett. I don't know how to say her name. Barrett. Do you know Nessa?
No.
Okay. She's
I was reading the notes.
Yeah, she's a pretty popular TikToker, and she has, like, almost 7.3 million followers. And basically, she had posted a video of her doing, like, a sexual dance to the recitation of a verse in the Quran, which obviously does not go hand in hand.
Yeah.
And
bad.
Yeah. You can clearly see why that's offensive. It's like, you're taking a religious book, religious verse, and then you're making, like, a sexual dance, which totally goes against what the book is preaching.
Yeah. I just want to say one thing, though, because this happens a lot with Christianity.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like the difference is, like,
people are more like humoric about
humor? No, I just feel like Christians are like the butt of the joke at all times.
Yeah.
Which I don't want to be offensive right now, but like, I don't know why it's like more funny to watch that. But if I saw that, I'd be like, this is so bad.
Yeah.
But if someone that was a Christian and did that to the Bible, I'd be dying.
Yeah. I think maybe it's because, like, I guess in a way Muslims are a minority, so it's more offensive. Like, I'm not sure, but no, that's
true. I think it's interesting.
Yeah, yeah, it is. It is true. Cause I don't know if you know, do you know Terry Joe? On Instagram? Okay, I think I sent you a video one. Okay. It's basically, this is a side note, but he's a TikToker. Yeah. But he basically dressed, like, he has these personas online, and one of them is Terry Joe. Like, his actual name is not Terry Joe. And he is basically a character, and he has different characters, but the main one is that he's, like, a Christian woman, and he's actually a man, but in real life, but he dresses up as a woman, and he does a lot of lives with other people, and his whole story, her whole story, Terry Joe, is that she's, like, a Christian holy woman, and she hates homosexuals. So it's, like, you see how it's, like, that's funny, because she's being ironic, like, it's, like, a joke, but it's totally different from this.
Yeah, and I think, like, this is turning into religious discussion. Yeah. Just one last thing on this. But I think Christians are more hateful towards other groups, which is why...
Like the minority dynamic.
Okay, I'm doing quotes for...
Yeah, it's not okay to discriminate, it's not okay, obviously.
But it... No, no, no. Like, okay to make them the butt of the
joke. Oh, okay, okay.
Because they're being hateful towards everyone
else.
Right,
right.
Type of thing.
But yeah. Anyways, no, no, for sure. But like, there shouldn't be discrimination against Christians or Muslims or anybody, obviously. But I get it. It's like the kind of like, oh... White people are more made fun of because of like, it's like the reverse. Yeah. Like, people take
me back. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Anyway. This really went like, out of whoa. Sorry about that.
But no, exactly what we're mentioning. We're talking about Nessa and how she did that offensive video, and users criticized her as they should. And they explained how this was offensive to like the Muslim community. And then she just posted an apology video and she was like, I think I'm sorry if anyone was offended.
I think I'm sorry.
And she was 18 at the time. So she's young, but you're not that young where it's like super. I think there's obviously improvement for growth. Like, I'm not going to be like, oh, okay. It's going to give me an opinion of you. Like,
exactly.
But I'm not going to cancel you forever. But it's also based on the apology. It doesn't seem very genuine. And then she justified her actions by stating that her stepmother is from Egyptian heritage, which makes no sense at all because she clearly doesn't get the point. First of all, if let's say your stepmother is Egyptian, so she comes from, most Egyptians are Muslim, but not all of them, then shouldn't you realize that it's wrong? Yeah. Because no Muslim dances to the, like, sexually dances to the...
Sorry, but do you see how some people, like, use... as an excuse, like, oh, I'm, like, a quarter this culture, so I can do this. I can make fun of this.
Exactly.
Like, so many people do that. And it's, like, it's not justifying your actions. It's making you look stupid.
Exactly. That's what I wrote. It just, this makes no sense at all. And it makes her look even worse because she clearly doesn't even understand why it's wrong. And she basically faced almost zero consequences. Her followers just continued to support her. I think she didn't post for like 2 days and then she just made a regular video. And I'm not saying she should get death threats or anything like that, but it's more the fact that people didn't really question her after, even though she did questionable actions.
And
you
is
know?
is she like a person of color?
No, she's creator? Like a white person, okay. Like thin, like ideal go. Beauty stuff. Well, like brunette, but still that doesn't really like make a big difference. And she's still on social media. Like, I didn't even know about this until I did research because I would see her everywhere, you know, like she didn't have any repercussions.
Yeah.
She still had all the content, everyone teaming up with her, all the brands, you know, and her followers just continuing to support her. And people would be like, don't be hateful. Like, oh, we forgive you, Nessa, na-na-na. And I'm not saying like write mean comments. I'm just saying like, you don't have to say we forgive you.
Yeah, like, this was wrong.
Yeah, it's exactly. It's going to stay wrong, you know? Yeah, so I feel like there is that dynamic of, like, oh, she's that, like, attractive young influencer, so anything she does kind of gets a pass because she does fit into that beauty standard. And a lot of these influencers, all of their fame came from the fact that they do fit in the ideal beauty standard and that they're attractive. And something else that was interesting is that they talked about the fact that these types of influencers who don't get consequences portray themselves as like innocent kids. Yeah. And even though they're adults, they don't really market themselves as adults. They're kind of like, oh, I was a kid, I make, like, I'm a kid, I make mistakes, or just their content is very, like, youthful.
Yeah.
So people don't feel the need to, like, give them harsh consequences, which I don't think you need to do, but just, like, maybe a consequence so you learn your lesson in general and understand or, like, educate yourself. Yeah. Or show that you educated exactly. yourself, you know? So that's kind of the reasoning why people don't get consequences that easily, especially if they fit into that criteria. But you'll see, for example, people of color or a minority or marginalized group making a mistake of, like, a slur video they made, like, years ago, which is yeah. wrong, but you can see that, let's say those people make a genuine apology video, but their parents are getting I was reading, I forgot the name of the specific TikToker, but her parents were getting death threats.
That's insane. Like, don't involve the whole family. Exactly. In there. And, like,
and people on the internet can find any information. Yeah. They were, I think, calling the parents. So she apologized. She actually seemed remorseful and sorry about it, but she got 10 times more hate yeah. and actual consequences than someone who is the ideal standard, let's yeah. say. So I think that's something very interesting about cancel culture. But like we said, it all comes down to kind of looks. And that's why I say that race is literally involved in everything. Because 100%. That's just how our society was built, right? Yeah. So that's yeah. why.
On the other side, not talking about race, more about, like, beauty standards. There's also a TikToker whose name is Michaela. I can't pronounce her last name. Nogueira? Oh. Nogueira? I'm not, like, Latina, Spanish. I can't pronounce that shit, but sorry. Mm-hmm. But she's a beauty influencer. I love her videos. I love her. So
yeah.
She posted this video about a year or two ago talking about how influencers are still hard workers. And the way that she did the video was just funny. Okay. Mm-hmm. So she was kind of saying, like, you think influencers don't work hard? I just finished work and it's like 5:20 p.m. I had such a long day, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And it was kind of like, okay, people that work a 9-to-5
yeah.
work like past 6 sometimes. Yeah. Like,
it's kind of
like,
and the salary range is definitely
exactly,
different.
Exactly. So they're kind of like, she got a lot of hate because of it. Yeah. Cause they're like, why are you so special that, like, oh wow, you work hard and then, like, you get paid $100,000 like yeah. for a one video. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So, like, yes, influencers work hard. That was so weird.
No, it's okay.
Work hard. But, like, I understood the video as, like, she's just trying to say, like, even though she's an influencer and yes, she has a lot of
privilege.
She has a lot of privilege. She's just trying to show, like, I still work the whole day because I had to, like, edit, blah, blah, blah. Like, it's still, like, hard work that she has to do. So I took it that way.
Yeah.
But I understand the other side of it where it's kind of like, why are you complaining that you're finishing work at 5:20 p.m.?
Yeah.
And like, you know what I mean? And you're getting all these gifts. She got so much fucking hate. Oh, my God. People were making fun of her videos. Like, it was bad. And, like, she is I'm pretty sure she's, like, a white passing influencer. Yeah. So, like, the hate could have been worse, 100%. Yeah. But also, the fact that she is mid-size.
Yeah, she's not the ideal beauty standard.
Yeah. And, like, she does crazy make... Not crazy makeup, but, like, if you're in the makeup community, it looks beautiful.
She has
but, like,
quirky outside, personality,
exactly.
too. Yeah.
And, like, she has, like, a heavy Boston accent. And it's kind of, like, all that mixed together, she got a lot of hate. Just because if she was Alex Earl, she would not have gotten this hate. You know what I mean?
100%.
Yeah.
And honestly, I would not cancel her for that video. Yeah, that's not,
it's funny. Wait, like, Nessa
Barrett is, like, doing a weird dance, like, and then you're canceling her, exactly. You know what I mean? So I think she was probably frustrated by the fact that she probably had, like, a ton of work. Maybe she was burning out, because you can burn out as an influencer too. And people were maybe hating, or she was, like, seeing content where people were like, oh, influencers or something. And it probably triggered her. And 100%. She wants to just defend herself.
Exactly. And I understand both sides of it. But at the same time, it's like, why are you hating on her that hard for one video? And she wasn't even doing anything, like, bad.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
And I don't think she was dismissing people who have a 9-to-5. But I can see why it feels a bit, like, tone deaf or, like, you should be grateful for what you have. And why are you, like, 100%. Going on online and saying how hard they work? Because, so it's tough, but I personally would not cancel her just for that.
I forgot to mention it earlier, but just speaking about the positive side of, like, the influencers, there's this guy called, I think his name is Keith Lee. And I love his videos. Okay. So he's a Black creator, mm-hmm. and basically he lives in Las Vegas, mm-hmm. and what he does is he finds these small restaurants, mm-hmm. or like even food trucks, like stuff like that, and if they have like no visitors, or like, or if someone's like hyping up their business, he'll go try the food and give ratings on it. But he is so genuine, and like, just because he's giving his honest opinion, people trust him so much. And the power that he has, Afi, he has blown up these businesses. Like, the businesses that were not getting any customers, the next day he would go, there's a lineup out the door.
Oh my God. Like, that's how powerful.
Yeah. And he's using his power for good. And like, he's said in his TikToks where he's like, he goes to the places and he starts talking with the owners, and like, they just say their story, and he has like 20 to 30 minute conversations with them, just sitting with them and like genuinely like appreciating the time that they're giving him. And he's like, I want everyone to follow this man. Like, literally, he's so genuine. That's so nice. Yeah.
That's so cool.
He deserves all the recognition that he gets. And he just, like, he does so much good.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah. That's really cool. I love that. Like, that's exactly, like, influence has a lot of positive impact, too. There's,
it's the way that you use it. Yeah.
Exactly. And I think there's a content creator. I forgot his name. But I don't know if you've ever seen, but he basically does, like, taxi video. So he rents out a taxi with whoever, and he'll be like, okay, start the meter and let's go to your favorite place.
Oh no, I've never seen that. That's so cute.
I haven't seen them recently, but there was like a series and they just started, and it was, I think they were in New York, and the driver would just go to a restaurant and they would order a bunch of food, and he's like talking to strangers, like, oh, a lot of the taxi drivers are immigrants, so they'd be like, when did you come to New York, what do you do, like, do you have family? It was super cool, and I was like, oh, that's, and I loved watching, because it was so, it's like there was a spotlight on people that are not in the spotlight or don't try to be, and you still recognize, like, it creates some awareness, and you're like, oh, like the world outside of your world.
I think what we'll do is, in the description, we'll link some TikTokers that, like, make us feel good. Because even, like, Nabella, we love her.
Oh,
yeah. I was watching her Pockets of Peace before you came. Jackie Aina's videos on TikTok.
She sounds familiar, but...
She was a beauty YouTuber.
Okay.
But her TikToks are very, like, putting Black women first, like, and then putting, like... She does a lot of home stuff and shows how she, like, cares for her home. She steams her bed sheets.
Oh,
it made me want to see my bed sheets. I was like, Jackie knows what she's doing. Yeah. She's like, she's showing how Black women can also be luxurious.
Right.
Like, basically what she's promoting.
Not the, like, breaking the stereotype. Exactly. Of, like, yeah,
and like, I love watching her videos. So we'll put like any TikTokers that make us feel good in the description, so you guys can also feel good.
Yeah. No, I love Queen Novella. She really made a spotlight for like Bengali.
Yeah.
Because you see
she's
a lot of,
pregnant again.
Yeah, I know. I'm so happy
I know.
For her. Because you see a lot of South Asians, like Indian, but you don't see the other South Asian, which is like Bengali, Pakistani. So it's really cool to see that.
All right, guys. So we hope you enjoyed this episode. I think this was really fun. We love talking about pop culture.
I really enjoyed this.
And it was kind of tied in a bit of marketing too. So that was really fun. So we hope you guys enjoyed. If you did, subscribe to our YouTube channel, leave a comment, leave a like, follow us on all the podcast platforms. We're on Google, Spotify, and Apple. And leave any comments below. Leave us some of your creators that make you feel good and promote like a positive space, because I feel like that's what we need in social media world. And that's about it. So we'll see you in the next video. Bye.